Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
Never let him think it's gonna be all right.
Don't worry, be happy. That's where that came from, by the way. That song came from this song. It's a Bob Marley sort of a song. I wonder if anybody's seen that movie, Jay. We were just talking about it off the air, the Bob Marley movie that's around right now that a lot of people see. Nobody had high expectations for it, but apparently it's done very well. There's a great message there from him. The more people who spread that kind of a message, the better. No matter how, you know, people, the older generations didn't like him because he was a pot smoker. And, hello, he was a Jamaican. What do you, that's the national pastime in Jamaica, is to do a little weed here and there. And so, and not just there, but down the Dominica, most area, Haiti. God, there's a mess. Have you been following what's going on in Haiti? They haven't caught a break. The country is almost like sinking into the ocean. The stuff that's going on down there, they have no law, no rule of law. It's like the Wild West, literally and figuratively. And that's why so many people have gotten out of there and they're trying to get into our country. So,
yeah. Anyway, I mean, it's a serious crisis. And gangs have taken over. They're trying to get the prime minister to step down. They are on the brink of a civil war, it looks like.
Yep, they are. Yeah. And a lot of it was caused by the weather and natural disasters and stuff where the country can't come back around. And they've gotten help from a lot of different people. It's so corrupt, though. That's what a lot of these Central American countries, a lot of the Caribbean countries, just corruption is a way of life. And like, well, I mean, most places. We have plenty of corruption here in our country, to be sure. But it isn't like it is in places like we keep talking about Zelensky and Ukraine and how much money they've wasted that we've sent over there because they're very corrupt. And so most Eastern Bloc outfits, the Russian government is very corrupt. It always has been. And so, and there's plenty of corruption to go around for sure. It's a part of human nature, it would seem. As I was thinking about World Wildlife Day, last Sunday, we weren't on the air, so we didn't get to celebrate it. But one of the things that has come in schools, I noticed here locally, some of the local media is highlighting some of the entries from children. There are children not only from America, but a lot of countries around the world. The International Youth Art Contest is going on right now, and they've gotten it down to 15 semifinalists, and so they're going to, I think they have to find, they're trying to find two winners. So what they have these pictures and the stuff that has been drawn and sculptures, and there are 3,000 different entries from children around the world trying to buy, but bringing attention. The main reason for this is because animal welfare, let's just put it in perspective that we understand it. You, when you're watching television, you can't help but see these ads for, in most instances, they're paid for by the National Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals or some group like that where there's pictures of dogs that are needing to be adopted.
Malnourished.
Yeah, oh my God, it's horrible.
Part of a testing situation.
Yep. Yeah, right. I always give, man, whenever I see any of that stuff. Open up the checkbook and send him a check. Yep. All right, let's go to Portland, Oregon.
Help yourself.
Yeah, right. Take what you need. Portland, Oregon has a new sports bar. The nation's first women's sports bar. How do you like that for a concept? Is there a women's sports bar where you are? Probably not. But there's one opening, see, after the Portland one, now there's one opening in Minneapolis.
Now, what's the concept for this? Is this so...
Women
kind of like
go in and watch
safety
sports.
Safety concern or something? Yeah, but no. I never took normal sports bars as men only, as it's a men's sports bar. It's just
really?
A sports bar.
Yeah, but most sports bars are inhabited by men, don't you think?
I mean, so, with a women's sports bar, is it just women only? Men can't even go in? I guess I'm questioning what's
women,
the difference between
no, I don't think
gender
I don't get that this is
bar.
Women... there's the newest bar is called the League of Their Own, obviously from the from the movie of the same name. And it was well, but it was not a movie; it was a reality. There really was a league of women.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
when all the men
anyway,
went to war. Mm-hmm.
There is a larger trend in professional sports. I would answer it this way, Jay: the female athletes that are surfacing. There are some great women basketball players. There are some great women soccer players. There are great women tennis players. You can go to any sport, probably with the exception of football, and even some women are playing football now. What was it last week or the week before we talked about this young woman who was a wrestler? Was it high school or college? She wanted to wrestle, and the coach didn't want her to wrestle, but somehow or other she... managed to convince people that she would be a good wrestler, and she beat all the guys. I forget.
Oh, in Arizona, she won the national championship for the state, or not the national championship. I'm sorry, the state championship. Well, she was on the girls' team, and she was just beating everybody. And she asked if she could move to the guys' division, and nobody had a problem with it. And then she beat all of them.
She won.
I was looking more into these female sports bars or women's sports bars. They're going to be playing female sports.
Yeah.
On TV. So it'll all be the female sports. Yeah. So anybody can go. Right. It's just they will be focusing on women's athletics.
All right. Excuse me while I try to catch my breath, the muscles in my chest. Oof. I had a sneezing fit last night after having cracked a couple of ribs, and I'm having a tough time even breathing. It's like All right, so let's not focus on that. Let's talk about the new credit card rules. The Consumer Protection Bureau has explained some of the rules requiring major credit card companies to cut their late fees. There have been people, some of the small business associations have been opposed to this, and I don't understand why anybody that was a consumer group, we're looking out for consumers, hello, not the banks. So the fees, the typical fees are for late, payment, 30, 29, 30, 32 bucks like that. So now they've cut those to $8. This is a good thing, Frank. I think there's usury. And I don't usually get in the way of people doing business, but 32 bucks for a late fee is ridiculous. Unless, graduating. If you're late twice, then you pay a little more and yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. But
they all have different rules, too. Some of them will give you a 24-hour grace period or as long as you put they'll let you overdraft, but as long as you give that money back before the end of the business day or before the end of the 24-hour period. Some of them will charge you that late fee per item taken. Mm-hmm. Others will just charge by the day.
Yep. So last year, American families paid $14 billion in late fees. 45 million people were charged late fees, some as much as $200 over the course of a year. That's a lot of money. And it's one of the reasons, the airlines all want you to attach to a credit card. American has Citibank and Barclays. I think but Delta has America, one of them. I forget which one it is. At any rate. The pilot that I've become friends with, one of the pilots that I see often when I'm going back and forth from Boston to Los Angeles, said it's become the airline business isn't about passengers, it's about credit cards. The average, he said to me, the average profit of a person riding in a seat on a plane is $35 a trip. That's it. So whether you pay $100, $300, $500, whatever it is, the average take after expenses for the seat is $35.
Wow.
And apparently, so you multiply that out. Let's say for if you got a 200-passenger plane, that's 2 times 35 is $7,000, right? So if for a trip across the country, they only take in $7,000, or that's their profit, and yet when you charge things to the credit card that is assigned to them, there's more profit involved in it for them on each of the charges than it is than what they net for putting you in the seat. So it's become the airline business has become a credit card business. And that's why you see all of them promoting these credit cards to the extent that they do. They want you to have a credit card because they're going to make money on you using the credit card. That's it. I think that's kind of, whether you realize it or not, it's really quite an interesting way of looking at that business. So, anyway. FDA this week has approved the first over-the-counter continuous glucose monitor. If you have diabetes, not taking insulin. That story we discussed this week with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Health program. Heard on many of these same stations, so if you want to keep up with the latest in research and what Ken's interpretation is, so you sort of have it in common terms, so you really understand what all this stuff is. There it is, right? That's very important for people who have diabetes for sure. The Secure Act 2.0 rolled out, passed by Congress a couple of years ago, makes it easier for small businesses to offer employees retirement plans. That goes into effect this week as well. Whether or not the discussion comes up during the State of the Union, the State of the Union is not just something that the president talks about, but it's pretty much a week-long conversation about where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we don't all know kind of where we are, but anyway, I thought that was kind of good news as well. A lot of good news here. It's 18 after the hour on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Steffen's Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have all kinds of great information for you today, but in this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell, loaded with all kinds of great health information that you can use right now, right here, today.
Welcome. I'm glad to be back with you once again as a part of the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, also forbiddendoctor.com. And welcome to 2024. This is the first show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stockwell, and I hope I have your attention with what I'm about to say. These studies that came out of the University of California at Riverside regarding the effect of soybean oil on the brains of rats and mice is very, very telling, something the soybean oil industry would not want you to know. It has a direct effect on dysregulating functions of the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus is kind of underneath the bottom of the brain. In fact, it's sitting underneath the thalamus gland, or the thalamus, which is part of the brain. That's why we call it hypothalamus. It's just underneath it. And it's sitting back behind the pituitary. It controls the pituitary. The pituitary controls so many other functions inside the human body. It's like the master gland having problems telling the other master gland what to do. And certain areas of the hypothalamus that seem to be deeply affected by the introduction of soybean oil into the diet relate to gender expression, sexual orientation, and gender confusion, such as transsexuality. The formation of these structures, as I said before the break, begins whether you're male or female. Begins while you are still developing inside of mama. And it continues through childhood, and it continues through puberty. Now, is soy oil a culprit in this tragic situation that's going on today in this country, where so many people find themselves feeling like they're the wrong sex for their body? I mean, if soybean oil affects the expression of dozens of genes inside the hypothalamus, the likelihood of this is yes. Now, there's a lot of harmful things in our diets today. Refined sugars, sweeteners, the high fructose corn syrup. There's MSG and artificial flavors. There's what happens to beautiful whole raw milk when we pasteurize it or homogenize it. There's modified food starch. There's extruded grains, the breakfast cereals, one of the worst things you could possibly eat for breakfast. There's glyphosate and the other agricultural chemicals, but by far the worst is the industrially processed seed oils, especially soybean oil. And soybean oil, where is it? It's in everything because it's cheap. It's easy to grow. It doesn't require a lot of attention in the field as other types of crops do. And where do you find soybean? Margarine and spreads, Cool Whip, creamers, mayonnaise, salad dressings and dips. It's in chips, it's in crackers, it's in snack foods, it's in breads, it's in donuts and cake, especially the icing on a cake. It's in pastries. It's in the French fries and the fried chicken. It's in prepared foods like pizza. The only way to avoid it is to avoid processed foods and get back to the healthy fats of our ancestors, mostly animal fats, butter, lard, duck fat, tallow, etc. Plus the traditional oils like coconut oil and olive oil. And by the way, what's left after pressing soybean oil out of the seed is this high-protein gunk, which food processors manipulate. They refine it in order to remove the protein, resulting in products like soy protein isolate and soy protein concentrate, waste products. Where do you find them? I'll tell you in just a second. We're going to go to a break again. I hope I have your attention. You're listening to the Good Day Health Show. I am Dr. Jack Stockwell, and we'll be back right after the break.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First things first, you should offer, not ask, to renegotiate. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. For instant savings, make a list. Video and music streaming services, insurance premiums, your cable bill, your cell phone plan, that gym membership you stopped using by February, all those recurring costs that hit your credit card like clockwork every month. And about that card, tell them you want a lower rate. Many who do get one, and if you don't, because credit cards are stealing each other.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump expressed his belief that implementing a ban on TikTok would inadvertently strengthen Facebook.
The thing I don't like is that without TikTok, you can make Facebook bigger. And I consider Facebook to be an enemy of the people, along with a lot of the media.
During an interview with CNBC on Monday, the probable Republican presidential candidate acknowledged both positive and negative aspects of TikTok. President Biden is calling on Congress to approve the latest bipartisan border agreement. Speaking at the National League of Cities, Biden emphasized that the deal would enhance border security and save lives. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez has entered a plea of not guilty to 12 additional charges. He appeared in a New York federal court Monday for arraignment on a superseding indictment, which includes allegations of obstruction of justice. The Democrat faces charges including conspiracy to commit bribery, fraud, and extortion. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Let's get back to our special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Jack Stockwell. All kinds of great health information that you can use right now, today.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. Doug will be joining me before too much longer, but before he does, I want to go into this a little further. What's left after they press the oil out of the soybean? There's this high-protein gooky stuff that's left, which results in products like, and you'll read this on the labels, soy protein isolate or soy protein concentrate. These are waste products. You find them all over the place in highly processed foods like soy protein smoothies. They're in energy bars. It's in fake meat like the Impossible Burger. Do not for a moment believe that the corporations selling these plant-based foods are good for your health or good for the planet and have any other motive than making a profit off of cheap waste products. If you've been eating the standard American diet of processed foods, getting off the vegetable oil can be a daunting challenge. I hear that from my patients all the time. But here's a list I'm going to give to you briefly. Some of these things are easy. Some of them are a little harder. in steps of trying to regain your health. Because I guarantee you, if you will get soybean oil out of your diet, you'll feel the changes in 30 days. And even if you only have a few changes, your body is going to thank you. So, here's some suggestions. Instead of margarines and spreads, use butter. There are so many wonderful ingredients inside of butter that Mother Nature prepared for you. You want to try to get the butter from grass-pastured dairy cattle. Instead of cooking oils, like soybean or canola and these others, cook in lard, cook in bacon fat. Mankind for thousands of years have cooked in lard and bacon fat long before there was any heart disease or cancer to speak of. Instead of commercial salad dressings, make your own. Olive oil and vinegar. Extra virgin olive oil with a really sharp-tasting vinegar mixed together with a few spices, some oregano and some thyme or something else, and salt and ground-up black pepper and sea salt. Wonderfully tasting. Instead of Cool Whip, use real whipped cream. Instead of a non-dairy creamer, make your own or use a coconut oil-based, use real cream or real half-and-half. And instead of commercial mayonnaise, make your own or use a coconut oil-based mayonnaise. Instead of commercial dips, make your own using sour cream and other kinds of ingredients. Instead of potato chips that have been fried in olive oil, now, there are some brands out there that fry in avocado oil. That's not as bad by any means. But instead of chips, crunch on plain pork cracklings. Instead of typical crackers, find the crackers that were made with palm oil or with coconut oil. Both palm oil and coconut oil have high temperature frying. In other words, they have to get extremely hot for the fats to break down inside of those oils. Instead of processed snacks, cheese and salami. You can get a good hard cheese and you can get a healthy salami. They exist. Instead of the supermarket bread, get the sourdough bread without any added oils. One of my local grocery stores here that I shop at makes a sourdough bread using the heritage type of wheat and the non-bleached wheat, and no oil. And because the sourdough start is a 100-year-old start they were able to get from San Francisco, it's a delicious bread that actually has some healthy qualities to it. Instead of French fries, make your own oven fries, cooked in lard or duck fat. Instead of fast food fried chicken, make your own fried in lard. You won't taste a better tasting fried chicken than one fried in lard. And then for pastries, cakes, donuts, you want to kind of minimize as best you can. But one of the treats that I really enjoy, it's not a pastry, cake, or donut. It's a glass of very cold, raw milk. There are more than half the states in the union now allow the sale of raw milk. I've had plenty of shows on raw milk in the past. Pasture milk is not pasteurized to protect you, although it does. In some limited sense, milk's pasteurized to protect the crappy milk that ends up into the system that could spoil the other milk before it gets to the marketplace. But when you cook milk, especially the ultra-pasteurized milk, there's hardly anything in there left of any value for you at all. And then I'm always asked about pizza. Yeah, save it for a special treat. You don't want to eat pizza every day, but when you do, order the thin crust, because the chain pizza places probably have soybean oil in the crust or canola. So if you're going to do that, do it. You can do it now and then, occasionally, for special occasions, that kind of thing. But get the thin crust so you're not getting so much exposure to that bad oil. And then there are the local pizza places that aren't necessarily a national chain, that are more conscientious about the types of things that they include in their pizza dough or in the sauces. Sugar is something else I wanted to talk about for a second before the end of the program. This is one of my New Year's resolutions, to cut back on sugar, maybe even, dare I say it, quitting sugar. But how can you go about that? And more importantly, how can you ever achieve the greater goal of overcoming these excessive cravings for sweetness? It's not easy. My goodness, to me, it's like someone smoking 2 to 3 packs of cigarettes a day and deciding they're not going to smoke anymore. Or an alcoholic deciding they're not going to drink anymore. Or some other kind of addictive behavior that is, you're just going to walk away from cold turkey. That's not easy to do. I understand that, especially sugar. From 2005 to 2009, at least 74% of packaged or processed foods contain added sugars. That's just 2005 to 2009. What does that essentially mean? It means that 3 out of 4 products that you can buy in your grocery store that's not in the meat or seafood department or in the produce department, but it's in the center of the store, the backs, the bags, the boxes, the cans, the bottles, 3 out of 4 of them have sugar added to them. And sugar, of course, has dozens of names. You might not even know you're reading them, even that you're eating the sugar, despite reading the ingredients. But quitting sugar is not an impossible mission. I mean, I've got patients when they come in, and I notice they've had noticeable weight loss. I can see it in their face. I can see it in their body. And I ask them, well, what have you done? Well, I got rid of sugar. What do you mean you got rid of sugar? Well, I just stopped eating sugar. How do you know you're not eating sugar? Well, I read the labels, Dr. Jack, just like you said. I started to reduce the sugar. Then I quit it altogether. And it took a month, took 6 weeks, whatever, to eventually overcome sugar cravings. Now, you can't just stop one thing as powerful as sugar in your diet without replacing it. So that's what I want to talk about. I don't have time in today's show to get into the replacement. It'll probably be in some future shows. But the results of just cutting way back as opposed to getting rid of it altogether, the benefits, there's no difference. There's this nephrologist, Dr. Jason Fung, F-U-N-G, who specializes in reversing type 2 diabetes and intermittent fasting. And he says it's like swimming. Some people ease into the water to adapt to the temperature. Others just dive right in. But both approaches get you into the water and swimming. So whether you start cutting back on the amount of sugar that's in your diet or you get rid of it altogether, you're going to still have wonderful benefits. Jessica Russo, who's a clinical psychologist in Philadelphia with a doctorate in psychology, she said, in cutting back on sugar, we advise people to do that the same with any kind of an addiction. Every day, you just cut your sugar down a little bit more. Now, the process of quitting sugar is about retraining the palate. And that's what I meant when you can't just stop such a powerful, addictive drug like table sugar and its effect on the brain and just walk away from it unless you've got, you know, the will of Superman or Superwoman. But once you start to cut back a little bit, you can discover that even items with very little sugar taste quite sweet. And then the unexpected changes start to occur in your body. Now, the idea of how do you start to reduce? Avoid the high sugar foods. Reading labels is usually the first habit I try to get my patients to adopt when they're embarking out on some kind of a diet. Read the labels. There's two key aspects to focus on: the ingredient list and the sugar content per 100 grams or per serving. There's more than 60 names for sugar that I've been able to run across. Barley malt, you know, dextrose, sucrose, rice syrup. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And among these added sugars, those with high fructose content, such as high fructose corn syrup or agave nectar, are actually detrimental to the body. High fructose corn syrup and agave nectar have been shown to harm the liver and to lead to insulin resistance. And the food industry puts all these forms of sugar in our food and they list their chemical names on the package. Whereas it should say, you know, like the 10 ingredients listed and a half a dozen of them are sugar, it should say sugar, sugar, comma, sugar, comma, sugar, comma, sugar, comma. But the food industry got around that by congressional legislation to put the chemical name of the sugar on the package. Now, you are probably like most of my patients. You're very knowledgeable of these kinds of things, and you know what to look for. But this can be very confusing to people. But a very simple way to identify some sugars is just look for chemical names that end in O-S-E, O-S, such as lactose, the sugar in milk. They likely indicate sugar. And then if a product has more than just a few ingredients, some of which sound unfamiliar to you, don't eat it. Now, I think I'm going to pick up on this in next week's show, this being the first show of 2024. I'm going to be joining Doug here in a few minutes. You can get more information in past podcasts at gooddayhealthshow.com/podcast, also at forbiddendoctor.com under podcast. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. It's an absolute pleasure to be with you today. I'll be joining Doug here in just a few minutes.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-875-1853. 800-875-1853. That's
800-875-1853. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Some time here on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. He is the author of All Things Important at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where the GAPS practitioner that he is focuses on things that are important for your body. And then JackStockwell.com is his website because he's a Nooka chiropractor dealing just with the things that can be helped by going to see him as a chiropractor. One of the most recent podcasts at GoodDayHealth.com is a focus on drinking raw milk, and you know how I am on that one, Jack. I'm all,
oh yeah,
I'm all for it. It's just, it's.
I also know how Mother Nature is about it too.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, let's talk about the use of menthol cigarettes and things that are being exposed now. Smoking and youngsters, 40%. Of middle school and high school students are smoking cigarettes, and they're using these menthol cigarettes. 85% of black smokers use menthol cigarettes. There's been the news has been filled lately. And Jack, after we hear this little bit of information, I want to have you talk a little more about the horrors of smoking and what it does, especially if you start young. So first we're going to listen to Dwight Stone, though, who has some more on that.
Pediatricians have long been sounding the alarm on how the tobacco industry uses flavors to hook kids on their products. Dr. Nia Hurd-Garris of the American Academy of Pediatrics explains.
Young people are uniquely vulnerable to the highly addictive nature of nicotine, which means teenage experimentation can easily turn into lifelong addiction. For too long, the tobacco industry has used appealing flavors, like menthol, to addict young people. The health of black communities has also been impacted by aggressive marketing of menthol products, leading to disproportionate addiction, suffering, and death.
Lack of action by policymakers has delayed final rules to prohibit menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars.
These rules are a chance to address the threat of nicotine addiction, reduce cancer deaths, and save lives. Failing to act leaves young people and black communities at risk. The AAP urges the Biden administration to finalize these rules and eliminate these harmful products.
To learn more, go to aap.org/tobacco.
All right, Jack, let's talk about this for a moment if we can. That is the use of tobacco products by youngsters, how it gets started, how it gets stopped, how are parents involved. If you're a parent and you smoke, your children most likely will smoke. If you're a parent and you don't smoke, your children are most likely not to smoke. Some are affected by other pressures like their own peers and that sort of thing. But as they're growing, their bodies are growing. I remember looking at this when my mother was sick. She was a smoker. She died when she was 50. I was looking around high school health classes would take the impact of tobacco and show youngsters, you know, what happened when you smoked. I don't know that they do that anymore. They ought to, but they probably don't. But what's so uniquely, why are the younger people more vulnerable to tobacco, nicotine? Is it that they're more easily addicted to it?
Well, their brain is still developing, for one thing.
Yeah.
The brain's, you know, the brain really isn't fully wired until we're about in our early 20s. A lot of it occurs up prior to puberty, but even through adolescence, the brain is still wiring, forming synaptic connections between the various areas of the brain, which are all influenced by nutrition. And smoking will definitely affect the ability of the body to absorb certain nutrients, as well as, you know, polluting not just the lungs, but obviously the nicotine gets into the bloodstream, into the brain, and we have nicotine receptor sites because there's various kinds of nutrients that have a nicotinic aspect to it, which isn't the same thing as breathing in nicotine from burning tobacco. But also the additives that's in the tobacco. You know, there is evidence to show that if you were just smoking nothing but pure tobacco, like some of these American Indian brands, it's far less dangerous than this other stuff, especially when you're doing menthol. And the menthol stuff is in the filter. And so it gives them a better kick, or it's a more pleasurable aspect to the brain. And if you're going to introduce somebody to smoking, give them something that's going to be a little more pleasurable than otherwise. And, you know, it's just out here in Utah, we have a lot when we get stagnant air in the wintertime, you get this cloud of yuck that just hangs over the valley until some snowstorms come in and blow it out. And when that happens, there are warnings all over the TV screen. Anybody with the least bit of breathing problems, stay inside. Don't be outside breathing this stuff. But, hey, we've done it better than that. We've concentrated it into a little white tube and breathed it into our lungs.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.